Just tell us you're here. K-E-5-B-Y-V, Steve.
This is K-E-5-B-Y-V. I'm here. That's about all I got, but I'm here.
Good enough, Steve. We're always glad to hear you in there. Good signal tonight. All right, how about Chad? KD5ZYD, Chad.
Evening, Victor in the net. This is KD5ZYD, Chad. I will probably be one and done tonight as I am needing to get study for this test on Saturday. So, yay, upgrading to the general, and, yeah, we will see. So, maybe beyond. Anyway, 73s, everyone. Have a good night, and we'll catch you soon. KD5ZYD.
All righty, Chad, thanks for checking in. And, yes, sir, you hit them books and get that upgrade. Absolutely. And I hope to see you out there Saturday. Good to hear you. Appreciate your checking in. Hey, let's run up and talk to DJ a minute. KG5QZ, DJ.
KG5QZ.
All right, DJ, good to hear you, sir. We'll be back with you. Let's see who else we got here. How about Al? Is he with us tonight? KJ4FUH, Al.
This is KJ4FUH. I'm here.
Awesome. Good to hear you there, Al. Good to hear you. Let's see who else we got here. Elliot. My goodness gracious. KF5VMJ, Elliot.
KF5VMJ, Elliot, good evening.
Good the evening there to you, Elliot. Good to hear you, sir. We shall be back to you. Let's see, I think John, I'll give him a try, but I think he's in Angel Fire somewhere in New Mexico. WB5Q, John, are you with us? I figured as much. How about Ken? Kilo 8, Whiskey Golf Echo, Ken.
This is K-A-W-G-E, Ken. Good evening, all. I don't have anything earth-shaking to say today, so one and done. I may stick around and listen to all the knowledge you guys have. Okay, I'm clear.
All righty, Ken. Well, thank you for checking in. Appreciate that. And, yeah, there ought to be some... let's see, what will we call it? Collective wisdom tonight shared with everyone about field day. I can tell you, I got a fascinating experience myself, but I won't be the only one, I'm sure. All right, let's see. Galen. Hey, Galen, are you with us tonight? WX5MOR Galen. Well, I just felt with an intro like that, he'd join us. How about KB5LHM Justin?
Good evening, Victor. It's KD5LHM Justin. I'm going to have to be one and done tonight. I'm almost home and we'll be on daddy duty.
Absolutely understand 100% there. Daddy duty does take precedent over other things for sure. Well, if you get a chance just to listen in, you'll probably hear some interesting field day stories. So, but I do appreciate your checking in there, Justin, and always do. All righty. Let's see, is Tim here tonight? KF5HWB Tim. Okay, how about Larry? Whiskey 5, Lima Hotel Golf. Okay, I better ID. This is Kilo 5, Victor Lima. Net control for tonight's Gossip Net. Let's see if Mike is with us tonight. Mike, KG5SSU Mike. Okay, how about John, KJ5 Alpha Alpha. We're kind of on a slick here, guys. I'm not liking this. Whiskey 6 Kilo Papa Radio. Randy, are you with us tonight? What the heck? Did I scare everybody off? I'm like that. November 2, Mike, Oscar, Tango, John, are you with us? And how about Jim? KG5BIM. Jim, are you with us? Okie dokie. That is the list as I have it. I am going to now call for late miss visitor or anybody else that would like to just check in. Call Net Control.
This is 85EHN. I think I missed it.
got you in there, Ed. Anybody else like to check in? Call Net Control now.
KM4UPN, this is Claire. KM4UPN.
Kilo Mike 4, Uniform, and then I think, is it Bravo Mike or Victor November?
Real close, it was Papa November.
All right. Kilo Mike 4, Uniform, Papa November. And your name?
That's Claire, KM4UPS.
Awesome. Roger that. Okay, good, good. Got you in here, and I will get back to you. And let's see, anybody else before I go back up to the top of the list? You need to try that again. We're getting some dial tones or some kind of telephone tones with your signal there. One more time, call Net Control, and I'm sorry, I did not get your call sign at all. Okay, we'll call that a no contact. Sorry about that. You're welcome to check in after we go back to the top of the list here. All right, let's see if our friend Phil has made it back. And I'm talking real slow here. Phil, I hope you have, because I know you got some great field day experiences there. KD5UGO, Phil.
Again, Victor, KD5UGO. Well, I have one or two experiences. By the way, how do you copy?
Very good copy. Loud and clear.
Okay, thanks. I just put a new mic on this thing and wanted to make sure it was working. About 13 years ago, it was around about 2005, we were doing field day out in the park like we always do. Didn't have any shelter, didn't have any tent, didn't have any rain fly or anything. So I went down to the church where our scout equipment is stored, and I borrowed a GP medium tent. Now, that's one of these big six-sided tents. Now, this wasn't your vinyl tent. It wasn't the brown plastic tent. This was the old canvas tent that smelled like a mixture of naphtha and paraffin, which is exactly what it is. And, of course, that thing had been in storage since the Korean War, right? So, drug it out to the park. The hams fumbled with it for about an hour and a half. Luckily, a couple of my scouts stopped by and they set it up for us. And we operated out of that tent. And wouldn't you know, that was one of the field days where it rained, and it rained, and it rained. And I don't know if you know, you've been in one of those old GP medium tents, Bill Lockett 85F, just almost wouldn't go in the thing because of the way it smelled. He said something about having to live in one of those things for a couple of years over in Korea. And, of course, when it rains, it leaks water and it drips. And it's just about as wet on the inside as it is on the outside, right? We had Jerry's long wire antenna with a ballon laying in the mud, and the water ran off the tent, flooded the ballon, shorted out the antenna, had to get rid of that and redo all of that. Finally, the rain let up enough where we could operate. The good news was the Norman Transcript came by, took pictures of all of us, and we got our picture on the front page of the paper, and me and another guy made 202 CWQSOs that year, and we ended up good and just felt good about the whole field day. So there, that's my field day story. Hope everybody shows up on Saturday. Lots of events planned, lots of stuff to do. I guarantee you, you won't be bored. 7-3, everyone. Back to you, Victor, KD5UGO.
That's an awesome story, Phil. And you know what? That's really what we have to prepare for. That's what field day is all about. So, yeah, that would be hey, conditions could be like that. It could be worse, you know, and there you are in the mud and flooded out and all that stuff, and that's what Field Day, you know, prepares us for. Great story, Phil. Thanks for sharing there. That's awesome. All right, let's go to Rodney. KF5UZA, Rodney, just stay with us and tell us your story, sir.
KF5UZA, there's so many stories I could tell. I mean, I can remember my first field day, the legend, the original GossipNet host, NJ3D, stayed up with us all night long, visiting out by the picnic tables while we had Bill and Phil operating on the phone station inside the tent. And he was sitting there smoking cigars and telling us all kinds of stories, and you never knew if you could believe his stories or not. But I think the one that topped it all was the year that Phil left the biscuits out and the squirrels took all the biscuits, so we only had a few biscuits left for Sunday morning breakfast because all the squirrels took all our biscuits. That's KF5UZA clear.
Those silly tree rodents, they'll just do anything, won't they? But yeah, I've got to visit with Lauren hour after hour as well. Doesn't he have the stories? That's great. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I miss Lauren. I hope he's doing well. I hadn't talked to him in a long time, but I know he's been in touch with a few. All right, Jeffro, KD5CKK Jeff, tell us.
Well, can't think of any anecdotes, but anyways, I'm sure I'll get out there sometime this weekend, probably around dinner time on Saturday as usual. Other than that, I don't know. K5VL in the net, KD5CKK.
Well, you come on out there. We need you out there, Jeff. It'll be good to see you, sir. All right, how about Bill? Bill, WG5T, Bill, talk to us.
K5BL and the net, WG5T. I can't imagine Phil forgot about the salty gravy year. It was a little strong. Gosh, I found some records while you were doing the net there. I'd go back to the year 2000. I think I've got 15 or 16 tens for field day. I didn't order one this year. I'm going to drop out of that, I guess, probably. But in the year 2000, for example, we had 412 CW contacts and 379 phone contacts. And then it started picking up, really, from that year on. So some good times. Thank you, Victor. WG5T.
That's awesome, Bill. That's kind of a neat thing to do is to collect the pins year after year. But yeah, that's a good number of contacts, and you know, what a fun day though. What a good experience for everybody. All right, Harold, you're up. Tell us about it. Whiskey 5, India Foxtrot November. Harold.
B5IFN. Well, good evening, everyone. Well, I don't know. I'm sure that if I sit here and think about it for a while, I could possibly think of something that happened on field day. The only thing that really comes to mind was that one year we were kind of in a race with the CW station over there, and we were been running neck and neck with a number of contacts. And it seemed like I just couldn't find a new one to put into the log. We've been working hard. And my antenna was not working very well, the one that was set up for field day. And anyway, I got an idea. I went and grabbed my car, drove it up next to the tent, run a coax out to my antenna, and tuned it for 10 meters, and made right before the bell rang, ending field day for that year, I managed to make some contacts on 10 meters. And I believe we pulled ahead just by the skin of our teeth there. So had was kind of a fun year there. Other than that, yeah, I remember the squirrels grabbing the biscuits and so forth. But anyway, that's the one that seemed to come to mind. Back over to you, sir. W5IFN.
Harold, I remember that. I remember when you pulled your car up there, and that was an interesting deal. But I remember you were able to make some great contacts there, and I do believe you nudged out the CW station. So great job, and appreciate you being a part of the net here. All right, let's see. Oh, Denny, my goodness gracious. Whiskey Alpha 6, Delta Kilo Delta. Denny, talk to us.
All righty, WA6DKD. Well, field day, I can only, remember more than one, but anyhow, I remember the first one. And it was at a park up in the foothills of Los Angeles. And they had outdoors all, no tents or anything else. Anyhow, they had various picnic tables set up with the various radio systems on it. And the one I was paying attention to was one of the AM radio stations running about 10 to 15 watts with a little ground plane antenna mounted on about a 10 or 15 foot pole next to the picnic table. And they were working all of Europe and Africa and all kinds of places with it. And I just got intrigued with that little radio sitting on that desk, and they're talking all over the eastern part of the world over there, and I just thought that was something else. I understand later, and as the day and night went on, they started working the other direction, out into the South Pacific and Japan and Australia and just all the islands out there. I do not know how many contacts they made, but it was a bunch. But I was just intrigued with that little station talking all over the world like that, and I thought that was really neat. And the way 10 meters is going today, it may happen again. WA6DKD.
That's great, Denny. That's awesome. Yeah, yeah, can you imagine that? And, yeah, 10 meters was open. 6 meters is open. I turned that on a while ago when someone said that. I think Jim said that or something. And, yeah, the band was just totally lit up. So, yeah. And you know what? You guys that still have your tech license, if you can get to an HF set, you can get on parts of those bands on 6 meters and 10 meters. So, anyhow, get into some of that HF fun. Well, anyhow, I appreciate you jumping on here, Denny, and that's an inspiring story for sure. Let's see, I just want to, I'll be quick. And it was the same time, that same year that Harold pulled his car up there, is I didn't know if I was sowing wheat or going to a carnival. I think I was a general at the time. And I had trained all the week previously so I could come in at midnight and work from midnight to 8 in the morning at field day. And by golly, I had got ready. I had been staying up every night, and that's hard to do because I'm the kind of person who goes to bed at 10 o'clock at night. However, I got in there, and I think I made 80 or 90 contacts during that time, maybe a little more, I don't remember. If I had the slightest idea of what I was doing, I probably could have tripled or quadrupled that. But, man, that was a fun experience. And the one thing I remember about that night in the tent is the air conditioner was so cold that I had shorts and a short-sleeved shirt on. Now, isn't this terrible? In the middle of summer, that I was literally, I think icicles were coming off my ears. But we can thank Rodney. He had us a great setup there for that deal. All righty. Let's see, Bobby, are you still with us? Any 5-watt Bobby? And I think Dom is going to be one and done. How about Steve? KE5BYV.
This is KE5BYV. The only thing I can remember is years ago when they were still in the park that they brought out several things to shoot wires up in the top of the tree. And every one of them broke, and every one of them wasn't getting high enough. We'd get about three-quarters of the way up there. That's about it. So that's all my fun times. Anyway, that's all I've got for the net. This is KE5BYV clear.
Yeah, isn't that the truth, Steve? Yeah, oh, man. I've been out there in that deal trying to get up into those trees, and it's always a if you could get it the first try, you're extremely lucky. And then we had Chris come out there with his drone and make it easy for us. That was great. All right. Appreciate you being here. Let's see. Chad was one and done. DJ, my goodness gracious. KG5QEZ, DJ.
Here just trying to catch up on some laundry. Went and did a couple more little things with the dock tonight. And saved going fishing on Sunday. Ain't done a whole lot. And never been to a field day. Going to really try, if we can, either Saturday evening or Sunday morning, try to maybe make it down there. We'll see how everything shakes out. But Love Story sounds like a great gig. And is there any way, do they post on Facebook or anywhere where they're actually what frequencies are on, or you just got to listen around and try to find them?
Yeah, you just got to kind of listen around. If you ever hear the Q code, QRM, the band is lit up from one end to the other, and the challenge is to find a slot that is open where you can actually transmit. So, yeah, you never know. You know, that's the thing about it. So I do hope you do get a chance to show up. I'd love to see you there, DJ. But that is the trick on it, is finding a place to be able to transmit. And you may not be able to. At least for an hour or two. So it's quite interesting. Anyhow, good to hear you, DJ. Al, KJ4FUH, Al.
Well, I'll tell you about our field day down in Florida. We asked for permission to put some of our valuable radios in the hurricane shelter, and they said, oh, why don't you just take radio room with emergency power and hurricane-proof windows, and we had our two transmitters and their antennas, and we and manned the radios all day and everything. So, anyway, my field day experience, KJ4FUH.
Hey, sometimes we have it easy, and then sometimes we have it, like Phil said, lucky to have a stinky tent. Anyhow, good to hear you in there, Al. All righty, let's see. Elliot, tell me you stayed with us. Talk to us. KF5BMJ, Elliot.
Good evening, Victor and the Net. Not much going on around here. I don't really have any good field day stories. I do want to try to get out and see the fox hunt Saturday, so that should be interesting. If my family will allow me. Otherwise, I usually on field day just sit here. I run off a battery anyway, so I get that extra point. I don't turn them in, but at least I get to have some fun spinning the knob around all day, and that's about all I've got. I got my office put back together with a new floor and everything, so I'm looking forward to putting it to use this weekend. I hope everybody else has a good weekend as well. KF5 EMJ.
Awesome there, Elliot. Well, glad you got your floor in there, and that's cool that you'll be working off of the battery, and I hope you do get a chance to come out. It's an experience and a lot of fun. All right, let's see. Ken was one and done. Justin was one and done. Ed, AE5EH, Ed. Okay. This is K5BL, Net Control for the Gossip Net. I guess Ed was one and done as well. And the last I have here that checked in was KM4UPN Claire. And did I get your name right? It's Claire, right?
Yes, sir. You got that right. This is Claire. First one to apologize. I'm not sure if this is a club that pays dues and you guys meet up on the net every Tuesday or not. I'm new to ham radio relatively. I just had my radio on scan, and I heard that there was people on net, and I didn't hear a whole lot of people check up, so I figured I would join in on the fun. Don't really have a field day story because I haven't been to a field day yet, but I've got a few stories. My husband got me into ham radio, and this weekend we were visiting my parents, and he set up a 10-watt HF radio, was making contacts in Eastern Europe, so that was pretty cool.
Well, that's awesome, Claire. Glad you joined us. Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, This is affiliated with the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society. We invite anybody who'd like to come and join us on the Gossip Net, because we just kind of get in here and talk about anything we want to talk about, basically. We're really a social net, if you will. and that's stretching the word social quite a bit. If you have the chance now, do you live in the area now?
Yep, I moved to the OKC area about 2 years ago now. Wow, that's crazy. Time flies, but I got my license about 2 years ago as well, but I just hadn't been super active with it until my husband helped me install an FTM 100 in my car, and it's changed the way I do ham radio for sure, because it's a lot easier for me to, you know, scan and listen to something and key up than when the radio is actually right in front of me and I'm just traveling to work or to and from work.
Awesome, Claire, awesome. Well, we would sure love it if you become a regular with us and check into the net. It's 8:30 every Tuesday night, and we have four different net control hosts. I'm just one of them. But I've got you down on the roster, and we'll call your name each Tuesday night. I'd love for you to join us, and we talk about things like this and other crazy things. There's just no telling what we're liable to talk about. So I appreciate you joining us tonight. Anything else before we move on?
No, I'm good. Not super consistent available on Tuesday nights, but definitely if I'm around, I will definitely key up.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, we appreciate your checking in. And this will be the final call for any late, missed, or visitor check-ins. Call Net Control now. Go ahead.
Late check-in.
Here's check-in.
Net Control, late check-in.
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry, I doubled with you there. Go ahead, late check-ins.
W6KPR, Randy. Sorry I missed the check-in. I was mowing the lawn. My quick story, 2 years ago, I got a bug from two special friends and gentlemen that are in the club, WX5DF, Doug Forsyth, and WFIFN, W5IFN, Harold Black, sat on either side of me that night 2 years ago. And I stayed the entire night. I got out there about 7 o'clock and ran until probably about 7 in the morning. Right? And enjoyed it immensely.